Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just that it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a foot behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Kintyre.
Yes, welcome to the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here. It is the first of our Sunday podcasts because Donegal were in action in O'Neill's Healy Park in Omagh. We have reaction from Declan Boner, Desi Moon and Ryan Ferry. But first, let's look back at the action.
Yes, a warm welcome indeed along to Healy Park in Omagh. 174 days since Donegal last played a competitive game. And well, for all the diehard Donegal supporters, block your ears. That was a bad day at the office in the Orchard County, but it is a new year. Donegal now have turned it over and they're coming forward. Michael Murphy goes to Ryan McHugh, to Paddy McBrady, a chance of a goal, but he goes high. It's 2 points. A pace, a wonderful kick out there. Beautiful run by Michael Murphy. He went short to Ryan McHugh. He gave it to his club mate Paddy McBrady. They've done that in Townie on many occasions. It's Donegal 2, Tyrone 2. We played 12 minutes.
Yeah, we spoke about it, hey, about 5 minutes ago. The speed of the kickouts, Paddy, today has been just nothing but frantic.
Picked up here by Richie Donnelly. Donnelly's going to go long. Is it going to fall to the Englishman, Conor McKenna? Oh, a chance of a goal. But Sean Patton gets down soccer style. And well, he was in the books at Sligo Rovers, Harps and Derry City. And that was good work there on that occasion from Sean Patton. But Mark, it's now a really good contest.
Yeah, and the game's completely open. There's a lot of kick passing in the game. Richie Donnelly just underneath us here, seen the diagonal ball. They kicked the ball long. It could have went to hand. It just went to ground. Conor McKenna tried to get on. Patton did really well. Get down low. He well used to soccer goalkeeper, as you said there. And picked the ball up and Donegal, got Donegal attacking again. Ryan McHugh's down here now after shipping a big hit. He's still down. Hopefully he's all right. But he's been taking a lot of hits today and he's just going... It's a yellow. Michael O'Neill has got a yellow card and just turned into a red.
Yeah, had a yellow card in the first half. So Tyrone are down to 14 men. Just Tyrone now in possession with Matty Donnelly, 30 metres out from goal. 3 minutes of normal time remaining. Tyrone trail by 3 points. Of course, Donegal got the upper hand on Tyrone last year in both the league and the championship. Oh, a long ball's going to come in. Oh, and it goes
good
all
score.
The way over the bar. Is it Paul Donaghy with the strike?
Yeah.
Yeah, Donaghy with the strike. He is a huge, huge man. From distance,
but back to 2 point game. Just do not let this slip. You know, after all the work they've done throughout the game and getting it, you know, that's just been sloppy this last few minutes. And you know, given too much respect for Tyrone.
Donegal's substitute Andrew McLean, he gives the ball to Pater Morgan, a chance, but Donegal,
yes.
3 points to the good once again. The St. Noel's man duly obliges. That's a super score. It's Michael Murphy driving through, and well, cometh the man and cometh the hour. That's what Michael Murphy has been doing since 2007. That's just bursting through and just camming the entire situation. He puts that one over the bar. It's in the arm of Tyrone's centre half back, but the full time whistle has been blown by Joe McQuillan. Donegal 18 points, Tyrone 16 points. Just looking down at your father here, he's clenching the fist as well. But that is a big, big win for Declan Boner's side. And well, we talk about dusting off the cobwebs and everything, Mark. It was a long 6 months or so, but the green and gold get off to 2021 in good fashion.
Yeah, and Paddy, listen, there's one thing we can't forget here, no matter what, if there's no crowds or not, any day you come to Omagh, maybe a championship, McKenna Cup or a league match, it is a hard, hard place. You know, I've known that. I played up here a lot of days myself, and probably, you know, and more often than not, to come away with a defeat. So any day you beat Tyrone up in Omagh, it's a serious shift you put on. It was a good performance by Donegal today, but we're not going to get carried away. Tyrone, you know, again under new management, probably could take them a wee time.
See anything different about Tyrone, Mark?
Yeah, they're definitely more attacking minded. They're kicking a lot more ball. You know, I feel Ronan McNamee was a huge loss to them. I spoke about it during the game. Pat McBrady really came into the game after Ronan McNamee was off. You know, they've had some great battles over the year, and Ronan kind of had the upper hand in his last number. But, you know, once he went off today, Patrick really kind of stood up pay and got more people involved in the game, I thought. Kicked his own scores. Tyrone Cahill McShane, I suppose, didn't feature the day. He'll not be long till he's back. He's a big, massive player for Tyrone. Tiernan McCann, you know, Niall Scudden came off the bench. Peter Hart wasn't that influential. These boys, you know, the fact that they haven't played well, which is a wee bit worrying. But again, it's going to be an Ulster Championship. Tyrone is going to be there. There's no point in saying it. It'll probably, let's look at it now, Donegal will probably beat Down. And it'll be us and Tyrone, you know, we have to beat Derry first. So we've a long way to get to Tyrone. You know, that's
a fair lesson from last year, though, Mark.
Yeah, that's
in fairness, we both did say that Cavan was more than a banana skin, whereas maybe those in the national media, the neutral observers, did say it's going to be Donegal in Dublin, and I think it'll be one game at a time. But at least Donegal most definitely won't relax after this, but, you know, this takes big pressure off, doesn't it, in this little McKenna Cup on steroids.
Yeah, and the fact that they're home next weekend, and Donegal rarely lose home matches, you know, they've had a wee bit of advantage. So, you know, if they get 2-1 under the belt and go up to Armagh, you know, relatively comfortable of not getting relegated. It anyway, and then it all depends, do they want to go to their league final to get promoted and stuff like that, whatever. But
I never want to see that ground again.
Where?
Athletic grounds.
Armagh, the Athletic grounds in Armagh. Well, I don't think I'm going to go up to that game, Paddy.
Yeah.
But you know what, it's been a good day out for Donegal. You have to you have to imagine that they'll be happy as a squad, and you know, they're coming into a good form, a lot of good performance today. But again, we just don't get carried away, and you know, we'll take next week and we'll see them then again.
Finally, just who's your own man of the match here today, if you had to pick one? It's a difficult one.
If you're picking a man of the match in general, I think you'd have to give it to Paul Donaghy, like, because, you know, the fact of him actually kicking 10 points and keeping Tyrone in the game, if you're going to pick a man of the match in the whole. For Donegal, I felt, you know, I thought Patrick McBrady was really good inside. He linked the play well, he kicked 4 points, and he linked the play fierce well. A lot of good other performances. I thought Sean Patton was excellent with his kickouts.
Caught a few high ones as well.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said, Ryan McHugh, Jimmy Brennan worked hard as well. Michael Langan started the game like a rocket, went out of it a wee bit the second half. But, I suppose if I was picking a Donegal man, it'd be between Paddy McBurney and Sean Patton probably for a man of the match. But as a whole, Paul Donaghy, you know, if you kick 10 points in a game, you know, it's not a bad return.
Sure, not a bad return, and neither is Donegal. 18 points, Tyrone 16 points. Mark, you're on commentary with me next week in Sean McCool Park in Ballybofey at 5 o'clock. The Farney Army come to town, and just quickly, that should be another tasty one, Mark.
Yeah, always is, Monaghan, you know. Monaghan, for years, you know, just been a wee bit of a bogey. He's going to see Desi Mohan down here in front of me. Hey, there's many
little
battles.
A wry smile from him, yeah.
Is there a little wry smile? We had many battles on a field, and they had, you know, their upper hand for a few years on us. So Donegal kind of regained it there his last number of years to an extent. But listen, when they come to town, it's all, we usually try to take them to Ballyshannon, you know, to try to get them a nice battle up there. So the game's in Balbafay. So I don't know when's the last time Monaghan played in Balbafay. It was either Letterkenny or Ballyshannon.
Ballyshannon or nowhere.
Or Ballyshannon or nowhere. That's where we should plug for that this week. But no, after the performance today, we'll obviously see how Monaghan do tomorrow against Armagh. And, you know, as in, we've no form on either Armagh or Monaghan, so we just have to wait and see, Paddy. But I'd be confident after that performance, Donegal, you know, going to it probably, you know, confident enough at home in Balbafay.
Yeah, Donegal manager Declan Bonner. Declan, good win. How do you summarise that one?
I know, listen, happy to get the result. You know, there's plenty of improvement needed, no doubt about that there. But at the same time, great commitment, great character shown by the team. And, you know, I thought that first half was a real epic game of football. You know, 10 scores apiece, both teams going at each other. And the second half started maybe a wee bit slower. It was difficult to get scores on the board, but there is a slight breeze blowing against us there. But, you know, we got those 3 scores, which were critical at the start of the first 14 minutes thing. And I think that was the foundation board for us to move on, you know.
What was the most pleasing aspect of the display?
listen, I mean, it's always nice to win a match and win it in Healy Park. It's always nice, and you know, to get 2 points and it's never an easy place to come, to be quite honest. But we're just happy to get those two points on the board. There's plenty of good football played out there, but also there's plenty of, you know, there's plenty of learnings. And you know, I thought the likes of Brendan McColl really stood up well there today and had a really, really good game of football, you know.
Darrell Boyle, of course, coming off the bench. Oisin Gallen coming off the bench, and just look, and good spread of scores as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good spread of scores, and you know, it's still a relatively young squad when you see like Ethan Dong coming off, and Oisin Gallen and Andy and Eunan Doherty's just coming in there at the end. So no, listen, as I say, there's competition for places. We still have four or five lads to get back in, and they're easing their way back now from injury. So no, listen, it's been a good afternoon's work, but we get back in tomorrow morning. We're not going to get too far, too carried away with ourselves. We'll analyse the game and we'll get ready for the challenge ahead next weekend, which is Monaghan, which is not going to be easy.
I know it's been a very difficult couple of months for you, Declan, because normally after a championship defeat, players go back into their club, but you just have had to stew over that Cavan result for 6 months, and I know you said during the week you just want to move away from that now. And Mark McHugh said, today is the day now. Finally, they're back. They have a win under their belt. Let's look forward.
Yeah, exactly. That's more or less what, kind of, what I said afterwards. That, yeah, exactly. Listen, it's been 6 months. It's always been difficult when you come off the back end of a defeat. And, you know, the manner of the defeat. But I thought the lads showed real good character. And, you know, the fact that, you know, they went real, real hard to work come January. And they came back into us in real, real good place. And, you know, credit to the S&C guys and the medical team for the work that they put in. And but listen, it's only a start for us. As I say, we move on now to next week, and we have to, you know, perform, as I say, week in, week out, because these games are coming ticking fast.
And the nature of the league this year, you know, we've had national pundits on the last couple of weeks. It's bang, 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 Declan. And I mean, the first round of the Ulster Championship is only 6 weeks away. You're really going to need the squad this time, Declan.
There's no doubt. Exactly, the squad will be tested and tried. And yeah, so today we didn't look too bad. Hughie was just a wee bit coming off at half time.
Yeah, how's he?
Analyze, I have to check him now to see how they are. The medical team were checking him there at half time, so didn't get a chance to chat to him yet. But as I say, I thought Dara came in, and Dara done a really good job in the second half.
Yeah, Monaghan's Desi Moon, who's in commentary today for Radoon the Gaeltacht. You've just watched Donegal defeat Tyrone. What did you make of it?
Yeah, Donegal were impressive now, I have to say. Especially in the second half when things got tight, I think Donegal controlled the game just that little bit better. Tyrone just couldn't get the ball over the bar. They did a lot of wides in the second half there, but I could see what Tyrone were trying to do. They're trying to get a more attacking into their game, and they're probably just going to continue on with that kicking style that they're trying out in the first half. And it was working to an extent in the second half, but they just couldn't finish off the scores.
Any big noticeable difference from Tyrone? Is that the main one? They were kick, particularly in that opening 35 minutes?
Yeah, but they're probably pushing up more, and they weren't going short with the kick-outs as much. I know Niall in the second half, maybe three or four, but he was trying to get that long kick pass out, past midfield, and trying to set up an attack from there. It's one thing I noticed about Tyrone today. They're trying to do that, and as soon as they got in the first half, they were keeping the men inside the full forward line. In the second half, they didn't quite do that as they did in the first half, especially when they were with them in the second half. I thought they would have left Connor and a couple of lads inside, and they kind of didn't. They drifted out, and then Tyrone couldn't get that kick pass inside.
What about Donegal? Look, you can look at this objectively, shall we say. What did you make of Declan Bonner's men today?
Yeah, listen, Donegal looks strong there. A lot of young lads, I just noticed, have put on the beef. They're filling out the jerseys that wee bit more from last year. I got Michael Langan there. You can just notice the size difference in him. In fairness, Donegal played two different styles today in the match. In the first half, I just noticed in the warm-up as well that they're trying to kick past the ball in more to Michael. Michael stayed in the full forward line, and he was creating scores, and probably that's one of the best games Paddy's played in a while for Donegal. In fairness to him, you know, he's creating chances, he was laying off passes for other boys to get their scores, and he was popping over with his points as well. But in the second half, Donegal, I have to say, controlled that wee bit more coming out of the fence. You had Ryan there just wise heading him, and then you had a couple of other lads coming out there, and they're just a wee bit more streetwise handling the ball and creating that scores.
You've played against Michael Murphy many, many times, and nobody knows him better than you. Spoke with Aidan O'Rourke, Armagh, before the match, and I asked him, where would you play him as manager? And he says, no, he says, Declan Bonner has it right. So I suppose the question for you, when you were playing against Michael Murphy and Donegal in 13, 14, 15, where did you like to see him playing?
Well, funny enough, we had a player, Vinnie Curry. He would have picked them up a lot. It was always a great battle between them two. Funny enough, he's going to be selecting next week. I don't know if he can talk out, maybe go on and mark him. But from going by today, with Oran McNeilish being back, I thought I would have liked to seen him being played today. I know probably he might have been injured. That might create just a bit more another opportunity for Donegal to get that ball inside. Maybe Michael doesn't have to drift out as much. I thought his first half was very good, but then when things got tough, he drifted out. And then Donegal had to run it more. They couldn't get that pass in because Michael wasn't inside there. So I feel if you get Oran McNeilish, maybe, I don't know if he's going to play next week, if you get him back, you know, he could be keeping Michael in there for maybe for the full 70 minutes or 75 minutes of the match.
What do you think was the best thing about Donegal today overall?
The running game was quite good. I was just picking up on Sharon in the second half. They got through the middle very easy. You know, their support play, they're coming in threes and fours when they're attacking, and they popped up at the vital times for their big scores. So that was very crucial for Donegal. They didn't waste too much ball in the second half. They spread it about, and they tried to keep width to their game, and which worked out because it started to pull Tyrone players around the place, and you could see Tyrone players just getting that wee bit tired.
It's a mini Ulster Championship. Someone referred it to a couple of weeks ago as the McKenna Cup and steroids, but Declan already said it's such a hectic schedule, isn't it? It's tough for all management teams, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, you could even see it on the players there in the second half towards the last 10 minutes. They're getting very tired. I know people would say, well, that's their first game, they should be fresh, but there's nothing like game time. There's nothing, you know, you can train all you want, you can do all your long runs, but at the end of the day, when you're twisting and turning on game day, it has a different effect on the body, and you could just see it there and a lot of the players are. But that game's going to stand to both sets of teams going forward.
His boys coming to Ballybuffet next week. We don't like Monaghan people in Donegal. I'm only joking, we do, we love it. We don't mind just.
Monaghan's coming next week. They'll have to get over Armagh tomorrow, but you know, it's a game you always look forward to, going down to Donegal. Ballybuffet, you know, playing in Ballyshannon and Ballybuffet, two good pitches.
We love Ballyshannon.
Ballyshannon is a tough pitch. I know it's a tough pitch. It's a tough place to go there. But listen, when you have to travel to Donegal, it's always a tough place to go.
I think we'd win six All Irelands in a row if we played every match in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, it's a bit like Galatasaray. Ballyshannon, so it is. You can hear the crowd breathing on top of you if you had a run into one of Donegal players. You could hear them getting loud. But yeah, listen. These games are going to. I know it's like a mini Ulster Championship, but the games. These games will stand at it. This group of players, these group of teams, because they're going to be hard fought, and then it's going to give opportunity for the subs coming on as well. See what they can do, and that's, I think that's going to be key for Donegal and Monaghan over the next few weeks. You know, can the boys coming in off the bench, can they make a difference? And bottom line, that's what teams need. They need a massive squad now, and to see can players make a difference when they come on.
How do you see this year mapping out in Ulster?
Donegal would probably be the favourites of Ulster this year. They'd probably be not happy with last year's performance in the final. So they'd be looking. You could see there today now, from the get go, they're the main business from this year. Monaghan, listen, they've all the players right on the day, and they'll not be far away either. And Tyrone, I wouldn't read too much into this with Tyrone. You know, a lot of people say, well, Tyrone were not the best. Well, I'd say Tyrone are just trying a lot of new things out. So Tyrone will be there or thereabouts. And you can't cut out. Listen, any team can beat any team. And also, that's the problem with Ulster. So Donegal are favourites. But listen, somebody could turn around and beat Donegal. You know, you can see that last year at Cavan, beating them in the Ulster final.
I think you boys will be burned out come the middle of the championship with all your training. She is having stopped. Desi Moan, Clontibret and Monaghan, and now a pundit. Thank you for joining me here on the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was nice to get out and about today.
Tyrone manager Fergal Logan, of course, at the helm now along with Brian Duer. 2-point defeat for your side. How do you summarise that one?
Well, it's a tough defeat in a short league and a public health emergency. So listen, there's not a lot of room for slippage. And, you know, even a man down, we kept it going to the end. I thought we might unlock a goal chance and it just didn't come for us. And, you know, could we have gone through on points? We possibly could have, just some of the snatched and the breeze and stuff. So, you know, it's bad, but it could be worse, I suppose.
Let's rip the plaster straight off from its own point of view. You mentioned the sending off. What did you make of the two yellow cards?
Aye, well, we'll look at it again. Obviously, I'm not sure. Ironically, Michael was coming to the line that very minute, and that's how it panned out. You know, it was a robust game, a robust tackling, and plenty happening, so I didn't see it as any more robust than anything else that went on.
Spoke with Desi Monan. Obviously, look, we had the great Mickey Hart here for 18 years, and I suppose everybody nationally and locally was wondering, what are Tyrone going to be doing different? Spoke with Desi Monan. He was working today with Raid on the Gaeltacht, and he said Tyrone varied it way more. They went long, went short, went long. Is that something you've been working on?
Well, you know, there's so much dynamic movement in any given game. There are times for everything. So listen, you know, we're obviously we're working on you know, getting stuck in and giving it your best shot and moving the ball and a few of the basics that all teams work on. And I think it was a decent game. Some lovely scores on both sides, I think. But the
first half was outstanding.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's good. But I thought it just... it's unfortunate we're on the losing side of it.
Posed the same question to Declan Boner. It's just such a quick turnaround now from game to game. Championship only 6 weeks away as well. So it's not like a league in any other year, Fergal.
No, it's not, but we're living under a public health emergency and we have to just deal with that. But it is quick turnaround. When you lose, you're nearly better back out quickly. So listen, we'll not complain. We'll just get stuck in again, recover early part of the week and then go for next Saturday night.
Paul Donaghy, we all know about him watching the Tyrone Club Championship last year. Of course, top scorer with Dungannon Clarks. Thought he was sublime.
Very good start. Cormac Monroe was very good too. Paul was very good. Boys that came in, you know, everybody did well. And the key for Paul now is just to build on that and develop himself further in inter-county football. And, you know, the cat's out of the bag a bit now, maybe. So we'll see. I just hope he keeps developing and builds on that.
What's the latest on Cathal McShane?
Cass in playing away with us, so listen, we have a good deep panel, and you know, there's plenty of players to be looking at and using, and Cahill's doing his bit and doing very well.
You're not going to tell a Donegal man anyway, and I don't blame you, but just finally, look, given the nature of the year and everything, and what's it like coming in as joint management, coming on the back of a man called Mickey Hart, who is here, as I said already, since, you know, early 2003, late 2002. It can't be easy.
Yeah, well, listen, Mickey did his bit and stood at the post and manned the fort for Tyrone for 20 years and almost 30 years probably with the minors and the under 21s and all. So listen, Mickey's a star in that regard, and he deserves great respect around Tyrone. You know, somebody has to pick up the baton. I'm old enough to remember all the managers back to the 70s, so, like, you know, Mickey put the icing on the cake for us. We were 100 years at it at that stage, and we just hope that we can add a wee bit, another layer or two, myself and Brian, and that's all you can hope for.
Look, you're a very busy man and many more people want to speak to you, Fergal. Logan, thank you for joining me here.
Thank you.
Donegal News journalist Ryan Ferry. Donegal 18 points, Tyrone 16 points. Look, the game's now 25-30 minutes old, and I know you've a report to put in, but the dust has settled. What did you make of Donegal's start to 2021?
Yeah, I thought it was very good, Paddy. You know, I think maybe I wouldn't get too excited, because obviously, you know, it's the first game of the year, and, you know, Michael O'Neill was sent off early in the second half, and that probably took away a wee bit from the game. And I've just actually been speaking to Fergal Logan myself, and he kind of said that he would like to have seen it 15-15, and I think probably everybody is, you know, maybe taking off for Donegal hats. We would have liked to have seen that, but no, I think Donegal would be very happy with that, particularly considering how short they were in defence. You know, like, you talk about Steve McMenamin started against Tyrone in the championship last year, as did Owen Bann Gallagher, as did Jack McKelvey. They weren't there. You know, Kieran Gillespie wasn't featuring today. Or McFadden Ferry is going to be a wee while before he's back. So, listen, there's a lot of options. Now, I know you can say at the other end of that, well, Cathal McShane's come back into that Tyrone team, and that's a fair point too. And, you know, I thought they came with quite an aggressive approach today, and, you know, it was fairly impressive. There was, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the new manager bounce, and, you know, they probably got that to an extent. But I think Donegal, you know, when they get in front like that, and particularly when there was an extra man, they're so good at managing it. You know, Murphy in there, dictating, Ryan McHugh, just knowing where to do it. And I thought Pater Mogan had a very good second half there, you know, driving forward, and Donegal just always seemed to be able to get the scores when it mattered. And you know, I have to say up front too, you know, looked fairly impressive, Jamie Brennan. And
yeah, he worked really hard, didn't he, Ryan?
He did, you know, like, and he kicked some great scores. And, you know, Patrick McBrady, you know, we've been hearing, you know, that he's been going quite well, and you know, he looked fairly sharp out there again. And listen, those boys are going to need to be sharp, Paddy, because, you know, Oran McNeillis is back in the panel, and Oisin Gallen, you know, who I thought, you know, had a, probably more defensive work than attacking when he came on, but he seems to have filled out, you know, a considerable amount, like, and he's going to be a man that's going to be eyeing up a starting jersey as well.
Oran McNeillis, any word why Oran McNeillis didn't play today?
No, well, you know, we were told during the week that he was still a wee bit off it, you know. So listen, I don't know. I'm sure the week off will, you know, maybe will help him. I know them. Donegal have said they're going in to do a wee bit of work tomorrow, Sunday morning. So, you know, we'll see what comes of that. But, you know, I'm sure Donegal will be. They'll be looking to get him in over the next couple of games. It's a big start, like, you know, and if you could beat Monaghan next week, you know, you'd be pretty much assured of a semi-final spot, I would think. Now, maybe I'm open to correction on that, but, you know, perhaps then you'd be filtering in boys that maybe haven't played yet, because, you know, you're going to need everybody come June 27th and you play Down. You know, it's, you know, that's when it really matters, and that's what it's, you know, league victories are great, but it's all about the championship, like, and producing the goods then.
Look, it's the most overused cliche in Gaelic football that it's a squad game and a 26-man panel game or whatever, but really and truly, that's exactly what it is this year. 6 weeks, I heard John with Devenny's podcast, it's 6 weeks to the Down game, and this is only the first league game. I mean, every team is going to pick up injuries, and by golly, everyone's going to need a squad, Ryan.
Yeah, well, Donegal seem to always pick up injuries, Paddy, you know, and, you know, we seem to have a couple of players that, you know, just need to be managed because, you know, they do pick up knocks easily, and that, you know, that's going to be a big part of it here, you know. And but, like, looking at that match day 26, I just said that to Peter Campbell earlier on there, that, you know, you would have been confident with any of those players coming onto the pitch, you know, and really thought, and that was missing, as we said, the four or five defenders, and I don't think Owen McGettigan was on the bench today either, and he's another quality player. So, yeah, and, you know, fair play, you know, to the management team. They brought in development squad, you know, and Ewan Doherty,
yeah,
came in from that. And like,
impressive club player, yeah.
Very, very impressive club player. Probably one of the most consistent in Donegal over the last couple of years. And without being disrespectful, probably not a spring chicken in the sense where he's probably coming to the second half of his 20s, you know. And a lot of maybe management teams would disregard that. And fair play to Donegal, they haven't. And I know he only got on for a couple of minutes at the end there, but, you know, he's obviously going well when he got in. And well done to Ethan O'Donnell too, you know, because I suppose Ethan was kind of maybe well down the pecking order last year, but he's obviously doing something right to move his way up.
Time now to look forward, isn't it? Because us in the media, and I've said this now a number of times, you know, on the radio and on my podcast, that so, given the, you know, strange nature of the last 5-6 months, we've all been looking back because we've had nothing else to talk about, let's be honest. But now it's 2021, let's forget about 2020 and look forward. I'm sure the management team will still, in many ways, be looking back.
I'm not so sure after some of the comments during the week, but
I heard it was you. Frank Craig said it was you that was asking Declan Bonner all these crazy questions.
It certainly was not. And listen, I'm not surprised at Mr. Craig. And, you know, listen, I'm not pointing any fingers, but I have heard there's a milestone birthday coming up. And I'm not saying that is in any way connected at all. But
yeah, no, he's the big 5-0, yeah.
No, it certainly wasn't me saying anything. Listen, you know, I think we will start looking forward now. You know, we have had a long time, but, you know, I picked up the first half of the Mayo Down game earlier on. Down started quite well. Corey Quinn was good in corner forward, but I see Mayo went on to win quite comfortably. We'll be keeping an eye how they do. You know, we'll obviously be keeping an eye on Tyrone in case we possibly meet them down the line. You know, Derry, I think, playing Longford this evening. You know, what Rory Gallagher's going to do, because, you know, they're probably a team to keep an eye on too. You know, they've had a couple of good underage teams over the last 4 or 5 years, and those players should be starting to come through again now. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's great. Like, there's what, two games on tomorrow now. You know, the big thing is to get all the work squared up so we can watch it, Paddy, in peace.
I've no doubt you will get that squared up. Ryan Ferry, Donegal News. Actually, I told you that was the last one. This, I promise, is the last one. Look, we're very privileged and we're back, and, you know, there are much bigger Donegal supporters out there who listen to this podcast and this radio show, and they can't make it to games. And it's it's great that football's back, isn't it? B, though, that hopefully we're on an upward trajectory and we get supporters back in the stands, Ryan, because so many diehards out there that would just love to be at it.
Yeah, definitely is, and it would be fantastic, you know. And I was sitting right beside the Tyrone subs there, you know, so I was getting a very one-sided views on the matter there. But you know, it would be great, like if we could get supporters, and you know, at some stage, you know, probably later on down the line for the championship. But you know, hopefully, you just like to see them. I suppose the powers that be, if it's possible, work towards it and try and make it happen, you know, because, you know, I'm sure, you know, people are mad for their football, like, and for their hurling, you know, but particularly the football now, you know, and these podcasts and, you know, the media and the social media and everything that goes with it, you know, they can't get enough of it, like, and, you know, I'm sure there'll be phone calls aplenty now going over the next couple of days that, you know, Murphy's still going well and Paddy McBrady's looking sharp and Brendan McCall maybe played well in there and maybe he's got something to offer a wee bit extra this year. So, listen, it's good. It's good. Move on next week.
I thought I was in big deep reflection over the last 6 months and reading all these crazy books, you know, about life and philosophy, and I was like, no, I'm just taking a chill pill from now on. But the minute the GAA starts back, it's back to silly season, as you said. Who goes well? Who isn't going well? And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And sure, listen, you know, I'm sure at some stage this evening I'll have to go about doing player ratings, and there'll be a bit of scrutiny on that too, as always, you know, and people have different opinions all the time, and you know, but listen, it'll keep us going through the summer, won't it?
Good luck with that, and good luck for the year writing on Donegal. Ryan Ferry, Donegal News, thank you so much for joining me here on the Donegal GAA podcast. Well, there you have it, full time here from a very windy, the breeze, I suppose, just has picked up a lot in the last 20 minutes or so. A super start for Declan Boner's side. Full-time score here from Healy Park in Omagh. It has finished Donegal 18 points, Tyrone 16 points. My thanks to all my guests who joined me on this Sunday podcast. Of course, we are back Thursday, where we will be looking forward to Donegal taking on Monaghan. That one next Saturday evening at 5 p.m. Bye for now. Stay safe and talk to you next week.
FM. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.